From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hi listener, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we'll present some segments to you from news, news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian central government prepares to build health centers in new capital Nusantara. Indonesia seeks cooperation with Namibia in livestock development. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian central government has readied a health service center in Sepaku sub-district North Penajam Pasar District East Kalimantan that was appointed as the core area of the new capital city, Nusantara. Head of the North Penajam Pasar Health Service, Jansye Grace Makisurat, said on Saturday that her site would improve and complete the facilities of several health service centers to anticipate a large number of infrastructure workers for the development of Nusantara. The North Penajam Pasar District government also proposed adding health workers to the health service center in a bid to anticipate the increasing need for health services in the area. Makisurat accentuated the need to increase the number of health workers since the number of construction workers entering the region would reach hundreds of thousands. Indonesian Ambassador to Namibia, Wisnu Edi Pratikno, said Indonesia seeks to cooperate with Namibia for the development of livestock and vocational schools. Ambassador Pratikno conveyed the plan at a meeting with Governor of Omaheke, Pijung Nganate, during the Indonesian Embassy staff's visit to Gobabis, Namibia on Thursday. The Indonesian Embassy in Windhoek said in a statement on Saturday that during the meeting, Ambassador Pratikno and Governor Nganate exchanged views on some possible fields of cooperation. Governor Nganate also invited Indonesian investors to invest in Omaheke to promote the dairy industry. Head of the Bali Provincial Health Service, Inyoman Gede Anom, said a simulation will be conducted to test health facilities and health workers' readiness to welcome the G20 summit delegates in November 2022. He informed in Denpasar on Saturday that the simulation is planned to be carried out on November 4th and 5th to identify any shortcomings that will need to be addressed ahead of the peak of the G20 summit on November 15th and 16th. Based on established operational standards, the Bali Health Service will provide a mini ICU at every hotel and meeting location, which will be equipped with health workers such as cardiologists, general anesthetists, and nurses. Anom said that each head of state will bring their own health team, but he will also still prepare special ambulances for them. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol declared a period of national mourning on Sunday after a Halloween crush killed some 151 people in a packed nightlife area in Seoul. Yoon expressed condolences to the victims, mostly teenagers and people in their 20s, and his wishes for a speedy recovery to the injured. A huge crowd celebrating in the popular Itaewon district surged into an alley on Saturday night, emergency officials said, adding the death toll could rise. Choi Sung-byeom, head of the Yongsan Fire Station, said, 151 deaths had been confirmed, including 19 foreigners. He told a briefing at the scene, 82 people were injured, 19 of them seriously. The death toll from flooding and rain-induced landslides in the Philippines had climbed to 48, the country's disaster agency said on Sunday. 22 others were recorded missing after tropical storm Nalgae inundated many parts of the archipelago. Some 40 people were reported injured, while nearly 170,000 were sheltering in evacuation centers. The storm excited land area after barreling across the country over the weekend, including the capital Manila. Most of the casualties were recorded in the southern autonomous region of Bangsamoro, where 40 died due to landslides, with 10 still missing. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. on Saturday ordered urgent aid distribution in hard-hit areas. Russia on Saturday suspended participation in a UN-brokered Black Sea grain deal after what it said was a major Ukrainian drone attack on its fleet in Crimea, dealing a blow to attempts to ease the global food crisis. U.S. President Joe Biden denounced the move as purely outrageous and said it would increase starvation. Russia's defense ministry said Ukraine attacked the Black Sea fleet near Sevastopol on the annexed Crimean Peninsula with 16 drones early on Saturday, and that British Navy specialists had helped coordinate the terrorist attack. The suspension will cut Ukrainian grain exports from its crucial Black Sea ports. The deal allows shipments of grain from Ukraine, one of the world's largest exporters, that the Russian invasion had halted. Last item. Brazilian voters go to the polls on Sunday in a tense election to choose between the re-electing far-right President Jair Bolsonaro or returning leftist former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to office. The tight race offers a second chance for both candidates. Bolsonaro has vowed to consolidate a sharp conservative turn in Brazilian politics after a presidency marred by the pandemic. Lula promises more social and environmental responsibility, recalling the rising prosperity of his 2003-2010 presidency, before corruption scandals teared his Workers' Party. Some 120 million voters are expected to punch their choices into electronic voting machines that Bolsonaro has criticized without proof as fraud-prone, raising concern he may not concede defeat, following the example of ideological ally, former U.S. President Donald Trump. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Ayo maju, ayo maju, ayo maju.
I'll start today in history with October the 30th, 1946. The first Indonesian currency, the uang of the Republic of Indonesia, begins to circulate. Uang Republik Indonesia, or ORI, is the first currency owned by the Republic of Indonesia after independence. The government deems it necessary to issue its own money, which not only serves as a legal tender, but also as the main symbol of an independent state. ORI appeared in the form of banknotes with a nominal value of 1 cent, with a picture of the face of a drawn Kris and the back of the text of the 1945 Constitution. The ORI was signed by the then Minister of Finance, E.E. Maramis. On that day, it was also stated that Japanese money and Java's bank money were no longer valid. Although the circulation period of ORI is quite short, it has been accepted throughout the territory of the Republic of Indonesia and has contributed to the spirit of resistance against the invaders. Turning to October the 30th, 1947, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade is signed. The General Agreement on Tariff and Trade, GATT, is a multilateral agreement that regulates international trade. The aim of this agreement is the substantial reduction of tariffs and other trade barriers and the elimination of preferences based on the principle of reciprocity and mutual benefit. The GATT was signed by 23 countries in Geneva, Switzerland on October the 30th, 1947 and entered into force on January the 1st, 1948. So the General Agreement on Tariff and Trade, or GATT, was in effect until the signing of the Uruguay Round Agreement by 123 countries in Marrakesh, Morocco on April the 14th, 1994, which established the World Trade Organization, or WTO, on January the 1st, 1995. And with October the 30th, 1961, the nuclear bomb Tsar Bomba tested. Tsar Bomba, which means emperor of all bombs, is a nuclear bomb created by the Soviet Union. Making the bomb took 15 weeks and was tested on October the 30th, 1961. The bomb was tested around Novaya Zemlya Island, the Arctic Sea. The Tsar Bomba weighed 27 tons and was carried by the Tu-95 aircraft, which was the largest bomber of its time. The height of the flame mushroom generated by this bomb was as high as 64 kilometers. The ionization of the explosion causing radio communication interference for hours. A parachute is used to prevent the bomb from launching too fast. That was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Bruce Lee in Australia. He didn't only monitor English programs, but also Mandarin. Hello, sir. Thank you for your compliment and also the reception report. Your letter has been forwarded to the Mandarin section. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Ada apakah cinta kau selalu membohongi aku? Jujurlah kau cinta, katakan semua apa yang kau mau. Yang ku mau hanya cinta tulus, bukan sandiwara.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on President's Cup 2022 eSport momentum to boost digital economy growth. Since being recognized as an achievement sport by the government in August 2020, eSports or electronic sports have been grown rapidly in Indonesia. eSport has been competed in multi-event sport competitions such as the Asian Games as an exhibition, SEA Games, and PON National Sport Week. To increase competitiveness and become more popular in Indonesia, the 2022 eSport President's Cup event is being held with the group stage began on October the 26th until October the 13th and main event round from November the 9th until 13th. This competition provides space for local game developers to compete and be better known by the national market, in addition to looking for reliable eSport athletes. In the online media talk of the 2022 eSport Presidential Cup in Jakarta on Tuesday, which was attended by the Deputy for the Digital Economy and Creative Products of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy and the Deputy Chairperson of the 2022 eSport President Cup Organizer and Special Staff of the President Cup Organizer. Special Staff of the Secretary General of the Indonesian eSport Executive Board, Deborah Emanuela, explained that eSports is currently growing in Indonesia. She hopes that the board will be able to open up many opportunities to advance the growth of the digital economy, such as contributing to the development of the digital economy by creating the Garudaku Academy. Also supporting the 2022 eSport President Cup and opening up many opportunities as career choices. Based on data in 2021, the revenue of the game industry in Indonesia is estimated to reach $2.08 billion. This figure jumped from 2022 when the gaming industry revenue in Indonesia reached $1.1 billion. Unfortunately, the large income from the game industry is still enjoyed by foreign developers. Local games are also expected to start taking the cake as well as participate in developing the digital economy sector through the game industry. In the 2022 eSport President's Cup, there will be three local games contested, namely Battle of Guardians, Battle of Satria Dewa, and Lokapala. The hope is to find a significant market both in Indonesia and abroad. Meanwhile, the 2022 eSport President's Cup tournament for the eSport brands of Mobile Legends, Bang Bang or MLBB, has entered the group stage on October the 26th and lasted until the 30th. In the group stage, there were 12 professional eSport teams that competed using the best two-game match format, aka best of two. The teams that qualify for the MLBB Group Stage President's Cup were divided into two groups, each consisting of six teams. After going through the group stage, the top four teams from each qualifying group will be reunited in the MLBB President's Cup main event round, which will be held on November the 9th and to last until the 13th. There will only be one team that wins the President's Cup eSport and has the right to represent Indonesia at the 2022 International eSport Federation World Championship. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, now we will reply to an email from Nazir Ahmad Khaudri from Pakistan. Thank you for your reception report. If you have suggestion or criticism, please send to our broadcast. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you, Mr. Nazir Ahmad Khaudri. Happy listening.
Teringat tentang diri hatiku, terngiang semua kata-kata manis, terasa belai lembutmu di jiwaku, walau kau bukan milikku lagi. Ku ingin
mengisi hari-hariku lagi. Ku yakinkan bahagiakanmu hingga akhir nafas hidupku. Kembalilah kasih, kembalilah kepadaku. Janganlah kau pergi. Ku tahu memang salahku, namun takkan pernah terulang, tak akan terjadi. Oh, oh. Coba untuk mencari cinta yang lain, tapi tak bisa ku lupakan semua. Ku ingin kau kembali untuk mengisi hari-hariku lagi. Kembalilah kasih, kembalilah kepadaku. Janganlah kau pergi. Ku tahu memang salahku, namun takkan pernah terulang, takkan terjadi. Takkan pernah terganti.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
That was the second song presented by Voice of Indonesia. You're still tuned to the program on the shortwave frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present you Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Today's Indonesian Wonder is entitled Bosowa Beach in South Sulawesi. Bosowa Beach is one of the up-and-coming tourist attractions in the city of Makassar. It is located right on Metro Tanjung Bunga Road and not far from Makassar City Center. Bosowa Beach is also known as Makassar Blue Beach because this beach has a blue landscape, a combination of sky blue and sea blue. The beautiful beach of Bosowa presents a romantic twilight atmosphere. When the sun is about to set, the blue gradation of the sky combines with the golden red color of the sun. This combination displays an incredibly beautiful view. In addition to having a fairly wide beach size and lots of shady trees, Bosowa Beach is very clean so that visitors can enjoy the beauty of the beach without being disturbed by garbage. The beautiful sunset view on Bosowa Beach is the reason this beach is loved by many tourists. The clear seawater and clean sand make visitors can play and have fun in the water because the waves are quite calm and safe for swimming. Visitors can also take a long walk among the rocks around the beach called jetty by locals. These rocks are also an exciting spot to gaze at the beauty of the sea in the afternoon and also take pictures. With the beauty of the panorama, this beach deserves to be included in the list of the most beautiful beaches in Indonesia that you must visit. Although the manager of this beach does not provide camping facilities for tourists, you can bring camping equipment and spend the night here. Bosowa Beach also rents out gazebos on the beach, which can be used to relax while enjoying the sunset. So, if you are in Makassar, South Sulawesi, find some time to relax while enjoying the amazingly beautiful scenery and sunset at Bosowa Beach, which is about 8 kilometers from downtown Makassar. This beach is open every day from 6 a.m. in the morning to 8 p.m. in the evening. That was Indonesian Wonder today. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now I would like to thank VOI listeners around the world who participated in the announcement of the VOI International Quiz 2022. Congratulations to the winners. The first one we have Deba Kamal Hazarika from India, Asma Ahdasuki from Egypt, Jose Luis from Spain, Seiji Hattori from Japan, Volker Wilstrich from Germany, Liang Xianjin from China, Peter Kerhoff from the Netherlands, and Paul Jamet from France. For those who haven't been lucky, don't be disappointed because VOI International Quiz will be back next year. Of course, with even more attractive prizes. Well, listener, wherever you are, here is the next beautiful song to all of you. Enjoy the song.
bukan monopoli yang punya banyak cara untuk bisa kusinggahi. Kau terus merayuku untuk buka kartu kesempatan, dan kau harap bisa mengajakku keliling dunia. Namun pemain dadu bukan hanyalah aku, kau biarkan mereka leluasa untuk singgahimu. Tanpa sadar ku dapatkan 3 angka dadu sama, begitu teganya kau biarkan aku terpenjara. Tanpa kau minta, kan ku bangun istana. Akan ku persembahkan asal kau hargai cinta. Namun pemain dadu bukan hanyalah aku, kau biarkan mereka leluasa untuk singgahimu. Oh, tanpa sadar ku dapatkan 3 angka dadu sama, begitu teganya kau biarkan aku terpenjara.
With us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we'll present you Miscellany.
Today's miscellany is on University of Indonesia Super Millage Vehicle Team won the double winner in the Energy Saving Vehicle event. Nakula and Arjuna teams of the University of Indonesia Super Millage Vehicle team won a double winner in the Shell Eco Marathon 2022 Indonesia event at the Pertamina Mandalika International Circuit Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara in mid-October. The Nakula team won first place in the prototype internal combustion engine class, and the Arjuna team ranked first in the urban concept battery electric class. This victory repeats the university's achievement of winning a double winner at the Shell Eco Marathon Asia in Manila, Philippines in 2016. There are 6 classes contested in this competition, namely prototype internal combustion engine, prototype battery electric, prototype hydrogen fuel cell, urban concept internal combustion engine, urban concept battery electric, and urban concept hydrogen fuel cell. Of the 6 classes, the car designed by the Nakula team managed to set a record of 905.21 km per liter for the prototype class with a distance equivalent to Semarang Lombok. Meanwhile, the Arjuna team succeeded in designing and testing a car capable of traveling 194.19 km per kilowatt hour for the battery electric urban concept class. The Shell Eco Marathon is a competition that challenges university students from various countries around the world to innovate in designing, building, and testing energy-efficient vehicles to answer future energy challenges. In 2022, the Shell Eco Marathon was attended by 47 student teams from 9 countries, namely Indonesia, India, Kazakhstan, South Korea, Malaysia, Nepal, the Philippines, Singapore, and Vietnam. That was Miss Eleni over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Lalu
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a song from an Indonesian young male singer, Arsy Widianto. A year after releasing his latest single in 2022, Arsy Widianto released a new single entitled Cinta Terakhirku. Arsy is known to often duet with several female singers like Bricia Jodi and Tiara Andini. But this time, he doesn't have a duet with a female singer, but with an actress, Syifa Haju. Although she is not a singer, Syifa Haju is able to collaborate beautifully with Arsy Widianto, so the song Cinta Terakhirku sounds so sweet. The song tells the story of a happy couple who finally unites. This becomes even more meaningful after they go through many obstacles and finally find happiness together. Well, listener, here is the song Cinta Terakhirku by Arsy Widianto and Syifa Haju.
Terlintas saat aku melangkah, benarkah aku bisa milikimu cinta?
Namun katanya semua kan jadi indah. Kau genggam tangan ini dan berlari bersamaku.
Sungguh aku tak menyangka hatimu untukku. Awal ragu lalu hilang seiring langkah kita.
Meski banyak halang rintang.
Ku berharap ini takdir cinta. Cinta itu kita.
Of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Pagi ku terjebak di dalam ambisi, seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari perang. Keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu. Bekerja bersama hati, kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru. Berkarya bersama hati. Perlahan ku rakit egoku, merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Kebeeman membukakan jalan mencari teman. Bergeraklah dari zona nyaman. Seekor sapi sembilu.